Daf Yudches says learning is sponsored by Danielle Chaim Weider, Lila Nishmas, Sarayuta Bas Ephraim Menachem Mendel, and by Tzuriel and Lizzie Ross, Rufua Shlema for Shlomo Zalman Ben Freda Vesoch Sharchal Yisrael. So we got the bottom of Yud Zayin and Mabez. Gemara mentioned yesterday that there were a couple of days, a year in Mil Gilas Tainis, whereby they were not allowed to fast because they had different debates between the Tzedukim about the Karban Tamid, whether Yachid could bring a Karban Tamid, and when Shavuos is going to fall out. Is it Macharas Shabbos? Means it means Mamash Shabbos, or it means the day after Yontif? So Gemara now, last three lines of Yud Zayin Mabez, says that Amar Mar, Mitamne Be'ad Sof Moada, from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of Ola Pesach, Isose V'chaga the Shuasa, they had settled the debate between when Shuas would fall out. The Lola Misbeit, and since they won this debate, they had made a decision that one should not eulogize from the eighth day of Nisan through the end of Pesach. So Lamli Ad Sof Moed, why do they have to extend the Isser of Hesped through Pesach? Lema Ad Moed, you should say you can't eulogize up until Pesach. And Moed Gufa, Pesach itself is a Yom Tov Uvasa. We know any Pesach, Yom Tov V'chol Moed, you can't eulogize. So the creation of these new days should have been only until Pesach. Why include Pesach in this celebration? It already is Aser V'hesped because it's already a Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, Kidamar Rav, like Rav said, Lo Nitzucha Ella, going on to Daf Yud Ches now, this is only needed Ella Le'eser Yom Shilafanav. He said this, the Gabe, the other halacha, they're not allowed to fast on the first 8 days of Nisan. Why? Rosh Chodesh is ready Aser, to Aser even the day prior to Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh doesn't require Chizik. So the day before Rosh Chodesh, you're typically allowed to fast and eulogize. But since they made this day of Rosh Chodesh also a celebration of defeating the Tzedukim about the conversation of the Tamid, they asked the day beforehand of with Hesped. Similarly here as well, they asked Hachanami in the case of the debate about Shavuos that lasted through the Yontif Pesach, Hachanami lo nitzcha el lesser yom shela achrav. That if it was just Pesach, you can't eulogize the day after Pesach, and namely Issuchag, one would be able to eulogize. The fact that they added an additional reason that you can't eulogize through all Pesach, they added also the day afterwards as well. That was the Chiddushir. So Ella Halchanami Lo Nitzcha Ella Leesor Yom Shel Achrav. Now the Gemara says Kiman. Who is the one who holds that not only are the days themselves listed in Megillas Tainis are they usher in Hesped, but even the days prior and the days after as well, come on, that's like the Shita of Krebi Yossi, Damar Bein, Lefana Bein, La'achar of Aser. That the day before, the day after, these days listed, one cannot eulogize a Bein, Lefana Bein, La'achar of. Ihachi, that's the case, asks the Gemara. Be'esim v'tishanami ma'iriya. The 29th of Adar, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, ma'iriya d'hava yoma d'makama yoma, d'misokim t'mida. So why do we say it's Aser to eulogize on the 29th of Adar? Because it's the day before the celebration of the debates about the Karban Tamid. At the same time, you could say, let's say the reason why you can't eulogize on the 29th of Adar is Havala Yom Debasar Esim Vitam Yabay. It's a day after the 28th of Adar. We're about to see a Brisa, what the celebration that took place on the 28th of Adar. In other words, day 29 is sandwiched between day 28 and day Aleph of Nisan. Day Aleph of Nisan was a celebration of defeating the Tzedukim in the Tamid, and day 28 was, we'll see in a second. So day 29 isn't only Aser because it precedes Aleph Nisan, it's also Aser in eulogy because it's the day after the 28th of Adar. What took place on the 28th of Adar? Kidatanya, the Bryce is the Tanya. Be'isim v'tamne, the 28th bay of Adar. Achas, besurta asas, besurta tavasa, a besurta tova, a very good news, a good report came, the Hudai, to the Jews. Initially, there was a gezeira that they couldn't be osek in Torah, so that lo ya'adim min araisa, they were no longer prevented from learning Torah, meaning they were able to start learning on the 28th Adar. They heard this besura tova. Shepa machas, one time, nigzera gezeira, we already saw this before in Rosh Hashanah, one time, nigzera gezeira al Yisrael. There was a gezeira, a terrible decree in Klal Yisrael, shelo yasku b'Torah, v'shelo yamulu es b'neim, v'shechalu shabbosos. They were not able to learn, they were not able to give bris milas, and they couldn't, and they had to have been mechal Shabbos. Now these three are lumped together, says the Marsha, because in three different reasons. One is, he says, in that because these are three ways in which Klal Yisrael are very unique, very different than the Umos Olam. This is how they distinguish us. We distinguish ourselves through learning, through bris milas, and through Shabbos. So they were goes in these three areas. So what happened and when this terrible gzera took place? Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shmuel v'chaver. What do they do?
Halchu v'nadlu eita b'matronisa achas. They went to take advice from one of these very wise old ladies. Shekol gedolei Rome mitzuyin etzla. All the wise men of Rome would go to seek advice from her. And Amri lehem, so she advised the Klai Yisrael, Omdu, you should stand up. Vifkinu b'layla, you should go out in the middle of the night and scream out. Halchu v'kinu b'layla, they went in the middle of the night into the marketplace. They started to scream out. And Amru, they said, Ish shemaim lo achim anachto, are we not brothers, us and the Romans? Lo b'nei av echad anachto, are we not of the same father? Lo b'nei aim achas anachto, do we not have the same mother? We all come from the same roots. Ma nishtaneinu mekol umah v'loshon. What makes us so different from every other nation, every other language? Shatem gozen gezera aleinu gzeres raos, that you make such terrible gzeres about us? And because of this tefillah, because of this tzaka, somehow, ubitlam, the Romans removed the gzera. And that day, also yom asa yom tev. They made it into a yom tev. That was the 28th of Adar. So the Gemara says, why are we saying day 29 of Adar is Usr? Because it's the day that precedes Alf Nisan. It should also be Usr because it's the day that follows the 28th of Adar. So Amar Bai says, lo nitzcha ela lechodesh me'ubar. It was needed because if it's a Chodesh Ibor, which is a 30-day month, so then what would happen would be 29th of Adar would be Asr only because it follows the 28th. But day 30, that would be Mutter. But because day 30 also precedes the Aleph Nisan, it's Asr because of Aleph Nisan. So even though on a Chodesh that's not Mubar, that there would be the same day, it would be an overlap, but when there's an extra day, a 30-day month, they both have reasons, both 29 and day 30 to be also because it either follows or precedes one of these Yom Tovs listed in Megillas Tainis. That's the suggestion of Abayu. But comes along with Ashi. Rashi says, no, afilu teim lechodesh chaser, even if it's a month that's missing, meaning a 29-day month where you don't have an extra 30 days, and day 29 is mamish sandwiched between day 28 and day Aleph, there's still a reason to give both of these reasons of why it should be also, because it follows the 28th day and because it precedes day 30, day Aleph rather. Why? Because kol shel achra b'tainis aser behesped mutter. Because the din is that if it's after a tainis, the day afterwards, it's aser to fast in those days, but it's mutter to eulogize on those days. That's the typical understanding Rav Ashi says. Again, the day afterwards, the day after 28, you can't fast on day 29, but you could eulogize on day 29. However, since day 29 is sandwiched between two of these celebrations, two of these Yom Tovim, we actually upped the ante, it gave it more chizik, and also Yom Tov Atzma. We turned day 29 into a Yom Tov. By the mere the fact that it's sandwiched between two Yom Tovim, it transformed into a Yom Tov. Not only is it Asr to fast on such a day, but it's even Asr to eulogize on such a day. And that's Rav Ashi's understanding. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we saw in yesterday's daf, from day 8 until the end of Pesach, they settled the debate about when Shavuos is going to be, and they established the lola mispeit, you should not eulogize on day 8 through all of Yom Tov Pesach. So why do we have to start the celebrations on day 8? Day 8 already is a day of celebration because it was part of the series of day Aleph to day 8 when they defeated them with the debate about the Talmud. So why overlap day 8 on two different celebrations? Lema mi Tisha Bei, you should say the celebrations about winning the debate about Shavuos should start on day 9. V'tamne Gufei, and day 8 itself was already Asr, Davalei Yoma Ditokim Beit Tamida. That was when they completed the debates defeating them about when the Talmud would be. So Gemara says, Kevin Dilu Mikle Milsa Ubatlina Leshiva, because let's say something would have come and would have overridden these celebrations. Let's say a terrible gzera would have come, and they said these days are no longer celebrations from day Aleph to day 8. They're now turned into gzeras and tainios. If that could happen, it would happen. Then what would happen, the Gemara says, then Ubatlina Leshiva, Tam Negufa Aser, Tavla Yoma Kama, the Sosebe Chag the Shuasim. Because if somehow they had unraveled the Yom Tovim about the Talmud from day Aleph to day 8, and that no longer existed, day 8 would still remain as a Yom Tov because it's part of the series of the debates about the Shua. So that's why you have to stress, even though there's no Nafka Mina now, that day 8 is overlapped on both ends, but at the end of the day, if one of them were to be Batel, it would still be Yom Tov, the other debate that was won. So the Gemara then says, Hashad Asid Lachin, now that we've established this, that it's okay to have an overlap of celebrations, because in case one Yom Tov is batel, the other one still remains, now we could go back and answer the original question we had about day 28 and day 30, day 1 rather, where day 29 sandwiched in between. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asid Lachin, now that we've established this, Esim Etisha Nami, the 29th of Adar as well, Kevin de Ili Mikle Milsa, if something were to happen, Ubat Linu Lesson Vitamne, and would now battle the Yontif of 28, day 28, it would turn into a regular day. Esimatisha Gufi Asr, day 29 would still be Asr. Why? It would still be a celebration of Yontif, the Havla Yoma de Mekame Yoma, the Tokim Tamida, because it's the day that precedes the celebrations of winning the debate about the Karban Tamid. So it's therefore always so important to mention each Yom Tovim, all the reasons behind them, because in case one that gets batal, you might have to rely on a different Yom Tif to make those days into Asr, into fasting and eulogizing. So now the Gemara says, Halacha Maisa, how do we paskin? We've been talking about what to do the day before, what to do the day afterwards regarding these halacha, these days. So Itmar, Rabbi Chibra Asi Amar, Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is one who holds every Yom Tif listed in Megillas Tainis is not only the day itself is an Asr, but Bein Lefanava, Bein Lachav is also Asr in Tainis. That's Rabbi Yossi's understanding. And Shmuel Amar, Halacha, Rabbi Meir, he says, no, only the day before is Asr, but the day afterwards, one is allowed to fast. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So Machloket had a paskin. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, there's Shmuel really paskin like Rabbi Meir, that the day afterwards, you're allowed to actually fast. Batani, the Braisa says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Matam Omer, Behon, Behon Shepamim. In Megillas Tainis, the language that it's used, it says the word Behon twice. These days, these days, it really emphasizes the days themselves. Behon, Behon, these days only. Why? Lomrilcha, Shehena Surin, only the days, only Behon, only those days that are listed are also in fasting. But Lefneim, Ulachem Mutarim. So the Darshing Megillas Tainis. It says Behon twice to say only those days themselves, the day prior and the day after, one is allowed to fast. And he's even more makel agabe the het their fasting. So Amr Shmuel says, Halacha, Kurem Ben Gamliel. So not like Rabbi Meir. Meaning Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you could fast Bein Lachrem, Bein Lachrem, Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachrem. Rabbi Meir says you cannot fast Lefneim, but you may fast Lacharem. So there's a stira in the sheet of Shmuel had to be paskim. And so the Gemara answers, Meikara initially, Savar Kevin de la Katana de Mekel, Krebi Meir, Amar Lacha Krebi Meir. Shmuel wants to be Mekel. These halachas of Megillas Tainis are all Dina Dirbanim. So why make more stringencies? So we said, well, if we could allow the people to fast, if they want to fast, let them fast. So initially, he thought Rabbi Meir was the most Mekel Shita, and he held that it's only usher to fast the day prior, but you're allowed to fast the day after, so he initially passed like Rabbi Meir because he thought he was the most Mekel Shita. However, but then he heard, then Dilakatana Mekel Kerem Meir, Amar Elachim Meir, there came in the Shema'il of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Once he heard the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who's even more Mekel, the Mekel trade that allowed you to fast Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachrem, he wanted to paskin be Lekula, Amar Lacha, Kerem Shimon Gamliel. Then he took the next step and said, really be paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to fast Bein Lefneim and Bein Lachrem. And then the Gemara says, V'chein Amar Bali, it's the name of an Amora, Amar Bichibra Abba, Amar Yochanan Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, who was the most Machmir. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rabbi Chira, Lebali, Asra Lacha, let me explain to you what he meant. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, we Paskin, Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachrem, is referring to Adilo Lihisana, not to fast on these days. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on. It's a little tricky here. Says Rashi, last three lines here, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Adlo Lisana, the Yamim Haksuvim Bemegil Tainis Adlo Lisana. The days that are listed that you can't fast on these particular days, then Lifneim Asurim Ulachem Mutarim Rabbi Yossi. You cannot fast beforehand, but you can fast after these days. Ulo Krei Meir Damer Af Lifneim Mutar, but not like a Meir who was Mekel even to fast beforehand. You're allowed to. That's only days listed that you can't fast. About Adlo Limis Beda, but the days where you're not allowed to eulogize, which are a different group of days, Ein Lacha Rabbi Yossi, we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Lefanava Ulachar of Aser. Rabbi Yossi says, Lagabe not eulogizing, that's why it says, Aser Bein Lefnem, Bein Lachrem. That much we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, Ella Rabbi Meir says Rashi, Damar Lefanava Aser Ulachar Mote. So what we've been discussing was a bit confusing, fasting and eulogizing. The Gemara is trying to clarify at the end here what's going on. Just Halach Lamais, it seems from the last lines here, is that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, Lagabe days you can't fast, Rabbi Yossi says you can't fast the day before and also, but you may fast the day afterwards. Regarding the days that you can't eulogize on, so we pass to Rabbi Meir that you can't eulogize the day beforehand, but you may eulogize the day afterwards. So in the end, it's really the same by eulogizing and fasting. It's just different people who say different things. But now the Gemara says, last two lines here, umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kastam mishnah. He passed like a stam mishnah, which is what? So does Rabbi Yochanan really say that before these days, you're allowed to actually, it's usher to fast? You can't fast like Rabbi Yossi? The mishnah says, even though, regarding the certain days of Lady Megillas Esther, you're allowed to read earlier, we know, earlier than the days, even up until Yud Aleph Adar, you could read, we never push off past the 15th, Mutarin says in Gemara, Behespeda Uvatarnis, you're allowed to eulogize and you're allowed to fast. Even though, again, if a person reads Megillah before the actual day of Purim, so it's just a mitzvah, it's a day of Kriyas and Megillah, but there's no Isser fasting, there's no Isser eulogizing. So Gemara is trying to clarify which day is a person reading where you're allowed to actually eulogize and fast on the day that you're reading Megillah. So Amos, what is this referring to? Elaim, if you're telling me, B'nei Chamesar, the Kakarle Barbesar, if you're talking about those who live in the walled cities who normally read on the 15th, but if they were to mock them and read on the 14th, so that's telling me that they're allowed to eulogize and fast on those days on the 14th. Umi Shari, are you allowed to? You're telling me a B'nai Yushalayim, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, a person who lives in Yushalayim, who reads on the 14th, he could eulogize and fast on the 14th? V'aksib of Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus teaches us, Yom Arba Asar Bo, V'yom Chamisha Asar Bo, Yom Apurya Inin. The 14th and 15th and Adar are Purim for everyone, no matter where you live, whether it's walled or unwalled. Inin Delol L'misbeit Ben, these are days you can't eulogize. Vama Rav, Rav says, Lo nitzcha ela le'eser shazeh bezeh ve'shazeh bezeh. It's coming to tell me that even if you don't live in that day of the 14th and the 15th, it's asr for both parties, meaning the walled cities, although they read on the 15th, they still can't eulogize on the 14th. And the unwalled cities who read on the 14th, they can't eulogize on the 15th. So this cannot be a scenario where Ben Tesvav is reading on Yudalid and we allow him to eulogize. No one's allowed to eulogize on both the 14th and the 15th. Ella, what's the scenario we're talking about? You can makdim him and read the Megillah, and that same day you're allowed to eulogize. Ella must be b'nei arbeisar the kakarle betleisar, where the people of the 14th are reading on the 13th, which is Tainus Esther happens to be. So Gemara says that can't be the case. You're not allowed to eulogize on that day because that's Yom Nikner. We'll see what Yom Nikner is in just a second. But it was a Yom Tif. So the day 13th is a Yom Tif as well. You certainly can't eulogize on the Yom Tif. Ve'ela b'nei arbeisar the kakarle betleisar. That maybe it's the people of the 14th read on the 12th of Adar. And then the Gemara says, if they read on the 12th, they're still allowed to eulogize. So the Gemara says, Yom Tirinusu. That's another Yom Tif, which we'll see in a second what that means. So the 13th is a Yom Tif, the 12th is a Yom Tif, and Yom Tifs themselves, you certainly can't eulogize. So Ella must be, the final case is, Ella Lab de Kakarle Bechadesa. The 11th of Adar is the earliest a person's ever allowed to read Megillah. So he must be where they read on the 11th. The Katani Mutter Behesbeda Ubatinus. And we see from here that you're allowed to eulogize on the 11th. Now, even though the 11th is the day before a Yom Tirinus, the day before him, and we see you're allowed to eulogize, this goes against the Psak above. Earlier we passed on Rabbi Yossi that the day prior to a Yom Tif and Megillas Tainus, not only that day is usher in eulogizing, but even the day prior is usher to eulogize. So here as well, the 11th should be usher in Hesped because it's the day before Yom Tirinus. But we said it's mutter in Hesped if you're reading on the 11th. So it's a kashut how we paskin. And Gemara says, lo. B'nai, the real case here is they weren't reading on the 11th of Adar. It's B'nai Arba'asar, the Kakarle B'treasar. It's where the 14th, people of the 14th, people of unwalled cities, are reading on the 12th. With the Karmas Yom Tirinusu. Ah, but didn't you say this itself was a day of a Yom Tif? So Yom Tirinus, Gufa Betule Batlua. That Yom Tif, which we'll see again what that means, in Mervata, the Yom Tif no longer existed. Why? Hol Vinher, Gubo Shmai Bachaya, Elchav, these brothers were killed, and although it once upon a time was a Yom Tif, because of the terrible murder that took place, they were Mervata, the Yom Tif, and turned into a regular day. And therefore, since it was a regular day, they're allowed to eulogize on the 12th of Adar. And it does not go against the halacha of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, Ki hadir of Nachman, the Gazer Tanisa betreyesar, Rabbi Nachman was Gozer Tainis on the 12th of Adar. Amulei Rabbanan said to Rav Nachman, how can you do this? This is Yom Tirinusu. This is a Yom Tif, listen to Megillas Tainis. You can't eulogize a fast in such a day. Amulei Rav Nachman says, Yom Tirinus, Gufa Batule Batliu. That day was Batu, it's no longer Yom Tif. Why not? Because Hov and Neher Gushma Boshmai Vachaya Achiv, because these two brothers were murdered, we transformed the Yom Tif into a day of Hesped, and that's why you're allowed to Hesped. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So Gemara says, so yom nikner. We said that the 13th of Adar was a Yom Tif called Yom Nikner. So although the 12th is no longer Yom Tif of Yom Tirinus, and therefore you'd be able to eulogize on that day, but shouldn't it be asr to be maspid? Because it's also the day prior to Yom Nikner. Yom Nikner, the 13th, is a Yom Tif. That means day 12 is the day before the Yom Tif, which is also as asr behesped. So how could they allow a hesped on the 12th if it's a day prior to a Yom Tif? And Ravashi explains, Amar Ravashi, hashta ihi ihu gufei batlua mishum Yom Nikner nikam nigzer. No, because day 12 wasn't just like a stam day. It wasn't like a neutral day. If it was a stam day prior to Yom Nikner, you're right, we wouldn't allow eulogy. But it's not just a stam day. This day became not only we're mevata the Yom Tif, we turned it into a day of hesped. It became the murder, the yartzeit of Shmaya v'Achaya, and therefore, if we're mevata the Yom Tif because the Yom Tiferes itself because of the murder, certainly we're going to mevata the extended Yom Tif of being the day prior to Yom Nikner, and therefore the day of the 12th of Adar became a Yom Hesped, and that's why it's allowed, even though it's a day prior to the 13th, which is Yom Nikner, it became a day of hesped. So what are these days that we're talking about? The Yom Nikner, Yom Tirinus. The Gemara says around 6-7 wide lines down here. Number is my Nikner, my Tirinus. The Tani, the Brisa says Nikner Echad Meparchi Yavanim. One of the governors, I don't know exactly what the English term would be, but one of the officers of the Yavanim. Haya Ubechal Yom VeYom, every single day. It's very appropriate, of course, for this time period of Hanukkah now. Every single day, this individual would wave his hand over Yehuda and Yishlaim Amiso. Omer, he says, when will these people fall into my hands? I'm going to destroy them. Again, the Cheshmonai, the Chanukah time. When they defeated them, the Nitzchem, they won. Katatu Bahonas Yodav Ragla, the cut off his thumbs and his big toes, the Talam Bashayim Yishlaim, they hang them on the gates of Yishlaim, and Vamu, they said, Peh Shiyamadabir Begaiva, this mouth that spoke in such haughtiness. Viadaim Shayamanifas Ayashim, and his hands, who were waved over Yishlaim, anticipating when he's going to destroy us, Tasibem Nakama, we're going to take revenge, and that became a day of a Yom Nikner, and that was a celebration. And what's my Tirinus? So Amru, they said, Kishabikesh, Tirinus Larogus Lulinus, Upapus, when he wanted to murder these two brothers, Achiva, Beludka. So what happened? What was the conversation? Before we get to the conversation, look at a fascinating Rashi for a bit of the background here. Look at Rashi, Dibamaska Beludka. Says Rashi, he Lud, the city of Lud. Behind you, Damina and Bechol Duchta, we say all over the place, one example is Baba Basar, Daf Yud, Haruge Lud. And no one's able to stand within the areas of Gan Eden that the people, the murdered of Lud, they're going to get. They have an incredible chelik in Gan Eden. What happened? The Yeshamim, some explain, that they were murdered, these two brothers were murdered, Lulainus and Papas were murdered because they claimed that they had murdered the princess. Vamru Hayudim Hargu. They said that the Jews killed the daughter of the king. The Gazuk Zeral Sonam Shayisel. There goes there that they're going to wipe out all of Amisel. Vamdu Elu. These two brothers stood up. Upadu as Yisrael redeemed Klaus of Amru Anu Harginu. We killed her. We murdered her. And Vaharu Gamelch Leilu Bavad. Only killed these two people. Now it doesn't seem that's correct. They really didn't murder, it seems, but they were volunteering their own lives, being most nefesh to save all of Am Yisrael, which itself is a big shaila in halacha, whether a person should do that or not do that, but that's for another time. But either way, this is an interesting shaila. That's what took place. So they were murdered. So Gemara explains, now Amr Lahem, the conversation went as follows, that the king said to Lulinus and Papas, he says, Im me'amosha chananya mishav azariah atem. If you come from the nation of these great Nevim, like you claim to come from, let your God save you. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved those three Nevi'im from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar when they're thrown into the fire, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you as well. Let's see how great you are, how great their God is. Amulah, they said to the king or the Caesar, whoever this was, Chananya Mishal Vazariah, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. So they were Tadik and Gemur were not. They were worthy of a nace being performed on their behalf. And Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king, even though he's a terrible king, but he was still in the end, he fit the role of being the proper king. He was worthy of having a nace done in his presence. Also, Russia, you're Russia, Hedyot, you're nothing. You're not a king. You're not worthy of having an ace performed, and we're not worthy of an ace being performed. Vanu nischaivu kala lemakum, and we didn't do anything right. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to kill us either way. If you don't kill us, Harbe Horgim Yesh Lomakum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has other ways to kill us. Now, you could choose to be the murderer, or you could let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take matters into his own hand. V'harbe Dovim V'arayos Yesh Lomakum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many doves, many bears and lions, Olamo, Shepogim Banu, that could kill us. V'horgim also and murder us. So, you don't have to get involved. It's Ella, Lo Masarnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yubyadcha. The only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in your hands is not because you're great. Ella, Sha'asu Liparo Damenu Miyadcha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end is going to take revenge for murdering us. I mean, we're deserving of death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure we'll get murdered somehow. But you want to be the one to do this? Fine. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have an excuse to get revenge on you. Even though they tried this approach, Hargu Miyad, they were killed immediately. And Amru, they said, Lo Zazu Misham Ad Shebo Diufli Merome Patsu Es Mocha Begizarn. It didn't take long until a certain officer came from Rome and killed the guy, you know, in his forehead, and he died as well. So this was the Maisa, and because of this, this was the celebration that even though two men were killed, they saved all of Am Yisrael from a terrible calamity. So Gemara now says that's the end of the story. Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Ein gozen tainis al hatzibor betchila v'chamish v'chule, Ein gozen tainis b'rashi chalash v'chule. So it said that initially, when the tchila, the beginning of the fast days, we don't want to have any fast days. It has to be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. And we also said that if it falls out on Hanukkah or Yom Kippur, we don't have a fast day on those days. But if they started the series of fast days, and it happens to be that if Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah fall out during the fast days, then we would allow the fast to take place. So kam havei haschal, what's called haschal? What do you call beginning these series whereby once you've started and then Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah coincide, you may fast these days? So Rav Acha Amar Shalosh. Once they've started the first three fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then it coincides with Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, we would be able to fast. But if it's less than 3 days, then we actually interrupt the fast days for these Yom Tovim. Rav Yasi Amar Achas. Even if just one fast was started, and then the second fast, it falls out Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, we would still be Docha, the Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Zud Devi Rabbi Meir, this is all the Shita Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Abba Chacham Omrim, Misana Misham. This whole discussion that Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel said, that you fast on these days, but you don't complete the fast, we don't assume that way. We assume like Chachamim, who hold that you actually would fast and complete the fast if they fall out on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. And Darash Marzutra, Mishmei Rav Huna, Halacha, Misana, Mishalam, we paskin that when a person, when these fast days fall out in Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, you would fast and you would complete the fast, Hajin Lach Seder Tanyos Keter. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We'll begin the next parak tomorrow. We start off talking about the days prior, the days afterwards, that are us as well in eulogizing. And we said the day 29 is us because it's sandwiched between the day 28, which is a celebration of Basura Tovra that we are allowed to learn, keep Shabbos and Bismillah. It's also the day before the Alf, day of Nisan, and we spoke about that what's the need? It's Aser for both ends. Of course, if it's Yicholish Mubar, which is 30 days, then day 29 is Aser because it's after day 28. Day 30 is Aser because it's the day prior to Aleph Nisan. And Ravashi says no, because since it's sandwiched between two Yom Tovim, it itself becomes a Yom Tif, and it's Aser to eulogize on that day itself. We spoke of why overlapping day 8 of Nisan for two different debates, because if one day, one series becomes Batel, it will still be Aser in eulogy because of the other Yom Tif that still exists. We figure out how to paskin Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel about the days before, the days afterwards. And then we spoke about the case of Megillah, that if you're mocked to read Megillah earlier, you're allowed to eulogize on that day. What day are we referring to? We end up saying that's referring to day 12, that although day 12 was once upon a time a Yom, Yantif, because Yom Terinus, since we move out to that day, it's no longer Yantif, and you actually can eulogize, even though it's a day before Yom Nikter. Then we described in the Gemara what happened in these days. So the Yom Terinus was once upon a Yantif, but because Shmai Vachariah were killed in those days, we turned that day into a day of Hesped. Nikner is a day where the guy would try waving a hand over Chashmonaim. Chashmonaim beat him, defeated him, and killed him, and hanged his thumbs and big toes on the gates of Shai Yushlaim. And Tiranus was the day where the individual wanted to murder or kill all Kaisa because his daughter was killed, or the daughter of the king was killed, and these two boy brothers came up and gave their own lives up to protect Kaisa, and therefore they turned that into a Yom Tif. And the final piece of what's considered Haschala of a series of fast days, either 3 days or 1 day. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. To Freilichen.